Thank you for calling Zoke. How can I help you?
Yeah, is George in?
Yes, who's calling?
It's Jeremiah from Cardiff.
One second.
Sure.
Hello?
Hey, George, how are you?
I'm fine, Jeremiah. How are you doing?
Doing well. I just wanted to see if you had a few minutes to speak to Ruben. He wanted to see if you were available first.
Yes, I'm available. Yeah, sure.
Cool. Can you hold on 1 second? I'll go grab him.
Sure, Jeremiah. Absolutely,
all right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sure.
Hey, George, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you doing?
Doing busy, thank you for asking, though. There's always issues. I'm not on the funding side, so I'm not trying to pass you around. It's just something I've got to clarify. But we can't put your line of credit on top of your national funding loan, because that would be considered stacking. So we can't stack on top of their loan. We're not allowed to.
Oh, okay, so then we have to wait until they reply, right?
Yeah, essentially the whole goal is to give you the line of credit and the loan at once.
Well,
I think
what happened if they don't? Yes, my question is, what happened if they don't want to provide me with that information the next week? I just want to know.
If you get another loan.
Here is my point. When I asked this morning, if you tell me this, then maybe I wouldn't send you the void check and the license, my driver license. I just don't want to waste my time, and I don't want to waste your time.
No.
So
you're not wasting your time. If you do our loan or line of credit on top of your national funding loan, it generally considered what's called a stack and a violation of your contract. We're not trying to have you violate your contract. If you want to get a line of credit from us. Let's just say, hey, you said, hey, you know what, Ruben, hey, Jeremiah, I don't want to do the 90K loan from you. I just want the line of credit. I'm sure we can give that to you also, but we can't give it to you when you currently have a balance. So it's not about us, you taking the loan, it's that you have a current balance. So that has to be paid off. If National Funding doesn't want to give you your balance, which I don't think they would, when I pay them off or Jeremiah's pay them off multiple times, that's none of our business at the end of the day. But we're required to pay it off. It's like you saying, "Hey, I want to refinance my house, but I can't give you the payoff."
Yeah, I understand. So basically, my question. So I mean, we don't waste time. Any of us. You cannot give me the line of credit if we don't pay back the national funding loan. That's what you're saying, right?
There has to be a zero balance. So it doesn't matter if we paid it off or someone else. We're not allowed to do it when you currently have a balance with an existing working capital company.
I understand. Okay. Well, let me see what I can get from them.
When did you request the letter from them?
This morning.
Most of these companies usually get back in a day or two. We can't call them on your behalf because we don't have as we're not authorized to do so. It's kind of between you and them at the end of the day.
Sure. No, I understand.
I'm sure they'll get it to you. I don't see this being a huge issue.
No worries. Well, thank you, and I will call you as soon as I get the information.
And, George, just an FYI, with the driver's license check, we don't sell off your information, so you don't have to be concerned about any of that stuff. We don't sell it off.
Thank you so much. Yeah, sure.
You got it. Absolutely.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.